before I get into some of these other questions, and as you were talking about practice planning, it sort of gets you to share with the group the philosophy behind your skill development piece in practice, in practices that you and I discussed when we were at the Final Four in Indy. And, you know, I was just so amazed and so impressed at the level of the WNBA, you know, that you're at. Obviously, the success you've had as a coach for many, many years. You know, if you could just sort of share what, you know, sort of dive deeper into your skill development philosophy, you know, we have so many different coaches, and, you know, the emphasis continues to be on exposure and playing games and that piece. But, yeah, I just wanted to get you to share your philosophy on skill development.
Well, we put a high emphasis on it now. You know, I learned a lot of this down in San Antonio when I was there with Dan Hughes and also coming from the Spurs organization. And right now, if I'm from here on out, as long as I'm coaching, you know, I'm going to have at least one individual on our staff that is a great teacher of skill development. I just think it's critical. Players of all ages, you know, at all levels, can keep getting better at their skill, their skill work, their footwork, obviously their shooting, ball handling, passing. And not only that, but then their ability to work, you know, in small groups. You know, if you see, I mean, if you think about the game of basketball, there is five people out there, but offense a lot of times is broken down into a two-man game or a three-man game. It's broken down to that. And your ability to work within that small group efficiently is critical to your offense. And so we spend an hour a day, you know, with individuals, whether it's a one-on-one or in small groups, whether it's we're focusing on post players one day or perimeter players on the next day. But we spend a lot of time just breaking our offense down, just some of the actions that we're going to need to be successful and execute and just get a lot of repetition and really work on being precise on just the little things, the footwork, you know, the fakes, the spacing, you know, the speed that you need to come into a pick and roll with, you know, the reads coming out of a pick and roll, the reads that you're going to have, you know, coming off, you know, screens away from the ball. And then, you know, at the same time, talking about passing, you know, when to deliver the pass, creating a good passing angle. You know, if you think about in an offense, when you have a passer, a screener, and a receiver, it's a lot like football, where to really run it efficiently, the passer has to sort of be like the quarterback. They have to make the same read as the person using the screen. And sometimes in switching situations, they have to have the same read as the screener as well. So just having time, and I guess the other thing is, it seems like to me when you get into practice, you're on a strict schedule. But this pre-practice is more of a relaxed type of time where you can take the time to explain and walk through. And so each player understands really the intentions of what the reads are and why you're doing such a thing. But we do, Lindsay, put a lot of time and emphasis in to our individual work. And without question, it's paid off.